You're breaking up like crazy.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
Hi.
New light language?
We hope
it's the dolphins talking.
It sounds like dolphins.
It sounds like dolphins. Just go with it. Be with it. Wow. That was intense. That was awesome.
It's got to be one line that is when that person talks and comes in and stutters.
It sounds like body language.
I think it's Sherry.
It is Sherry. It sounds like
I don't think she can hear us.
Sherry.
Yes.
Come here.
Okay, I'm trying something else now. Better?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that, is that cracking up?
Nope.
Okay, hang on. I am being reformatted electronically. Hang on.
Yeah.
This is the fourth headset in a month.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm on a record.
Wow. That was that new language you brought forth. That was pretty cool.
You know, I used to do that, gosh, 30 years ago. And I would blow out all of the – that's when we had cassette tapes, right? And I finally found out I couldn't touch a cassette tape and have it work. So I stopped doing that. So this is the first time I started recording again.
You can hear a lot of background.
I'm not surprised. Hang on. We're trying to change headsets just to see if we can make a difference. And so he's wiring it to my computer right now. Okay, that's great. I don't know what that was. Somebody having fun. Okay. So I think I'm in lecture mode again, which means I cannot hear you right now, but you can hear me if everything's going right. Yeah? Should I move in? Mike, are you saying I need to do the whole call from here?
Until I get this to work, yes. Start your call.
You think that'll work? All right, so I'm going to just check in with you and see if you can hear me. Does this work, everyone? Can you hear me from this headset?
Yeah.
Or is this too weird?
We can hear you, but you still have that, like, dolphin, I don't know, maybe it's something coming through.
Yeah, it sounds like dolphins for sure.
Yeah, now it really sounds like dolphins.
Yeah, I think that's somebody on the line. Okay, so you know what? I'll have Mike monitor the support email because I won't be able to know if I go sideways here.
Right.
So here we go. All right, everyone, go ahead and start breathing in your nose and out your mouth. Big breath. All day long, I was, you know, in my Hawaiian energy. So I want you to be breathing in mana. So that's similar to prana. So that's the life force energy of the world. Breathe that through your nose. Put your attention on the back of your throat and out your mouth. Let your belly fill. And when you exhale, allow the stomach muscles to come in. Okay. I want you to see yourself with your tree. Some of you were on last Saturday's call. So see yourself up against a tree with your back next to it. Or you can see yourself within a tree or as a tree. Get your favorite tree. Align your spinal cord with the core of the tree. Allow the energy from the sun and the universe, the stars, the benevolent universe to come down on your tree. And allow the wind to move through your leaves, making this gentle noise. If there's anything in your leaves that does not belong to you or is not in a compatible relationship with you, go ahead and have them scurry on. Sometimes birds are there and they help sing to us and bring our leaves to light and life. I want you to notice your branches. If any of the branches are destabilizing, go ahead and pull them in. You don't want your branches overhooked with any other trees. Today, I want you to be your own tree. If there's a spirit animal you're working with or that is being introduced to you, you might find that around your tree, and that's perfectly fine. The core of your tree will be exactly like the core of your spiritual line that runs right down the center of your body from above your head. Today we're going to work with the leaves just like we would your crown, all the way back down to your tailbone. And we want a clean line, releasing any inhibition, any part where this energy can't move. All of that energy is going to move out. And then we're going to go to our roots. Trees are stronger when their roots are deeper. So allow your roots to go as deep as they want to go, as wide as they need to go. Our tree is in the new earth. We're going to receive our nutrients from the earth and the sky. And as you breathe out, you're giving the energy for your tree. And then your tree also releases energy for you. You're at one. I want you to notice the bark around your tree that is holding your energy in. It protects you by holding you together, and where you are, other energy isn't, and that in itself is protection. If you take up your space, other energies don't. Now, some of you are working on your spinal cord. I'm feeling that getting longer, elongated with the tree. And let's go through each part of the spine, each segment, letting the breath get in there, letting the light, the loving light get in there, and we're going to begin to release all the energy from your day that doesn't belong, from the week, from the year, from the last election, anything that needs to go, just let it go. There's a rhythm of the earth. It's like a heartbeat within the earth, and the trees can feel that. I'd like you to go to where the heart is within your tree and feel the place where your tree and your earth meet. And get that right rhythm. Our hearts are expanding, changing, growing, evolving. If you're carrying any emotional weight in your heart, allow that to go. Fear, overwhelm, being overly responsible for things that are not our business. That's awfully hard when we're talking about a loved one in distress. But what that means is that we retain the high refined energy within us, and our stability helps other people find their own stability. Keep breathing. If there's anything inhibiting the sunlight from reaching your tree, just go ahead and prune that out. That could be other trees getting in your way. Just sort of hold your own space. Sometimes the wind might bring you messages, and those messages can continue to flow through you. They don't have to stop. You can be aware. You don't have to react. If there's a place where you have a buried shame, you might find that on the inside of your tree, or it could be on the outside of your tree. I'd like you to go ahead and put the light from the center of you, the loving light that's traveling through you, to that place of discord. Because that's just light that is operating in a way that's not completely correct. So as we untwist that and remind it that it is loving light, it will go and dissolve. If we've cast any spells upon ourselves, like I must be in debt, or I can't get out of this, or I'm stuck, or I don't have my way forward, to go ahead and let those shimmer out of your tree. There's no place for that where you're going. That's working on a much lower frequency than we want to be. if there's a part of you that feels alarmed by your aloneness with your tree, maybe you feel lonely, I want you just to breathe through that and allow that echo to go. And although you have a body, you may feel tension in your tree. I don't mean you have to completely relax, but undue tension due to discord, just allow that to unwind. If there are implants from thought forms, past lives, the ancestry that need to be removed from your space. We've done quite a bit of that already, but more will come up the more conscious you become, and we continue to clear. When you no longer need to fight that fight, they just go. When you make that commitment to loving light and that there is only one power and you're not fighting good and evil, you'll be able to move this quickly. So let all of that leave. We carry echoes of our parents. We carry echoes of the voice of our mother, the voice, whether he spoke or not, of the father, and their patterns. And we've taken those in, and they become our internal parental voices. And as we release that and we adopt our own internal light system, our own computer system, without this, they continue to move out. And of course, the pain that they bring, whether they meant to or not, there's always wisdom under it. There is no insight or wisdom without going through the whole process, meaning that you get it, you may feel it, you forgive it, meaning you forgiving means you've let go of the debt. You no longer are expecting something back from someone or carry the guilt that you owe someone. And that releases everybody immediately. Now, that's hard to do if somebody owes you a ton of money, but emotionally, you must do it if you want to thrive. Carrying around debt and waiting for someone else to get back to you just isn't going to work. Carrying the voice of a father who keeps telling you you're not going to amount to much, that's not going to work. So you need to move those voices out and bring in the voice of your inner truth. And just like your tree receives the sunlight that all the other trees receive, you also are worthy just by being here. Keep breathing. There's a magnetic attraction that your soul holds. Of course, it's feminine, so of course it's magnetic. And it's always going to want to go back to what we call the scene of the crime, the point of pain, the place where things originally fell apart. Sometimes the soul stays in agony as it builds and it builds the energy necessary to break down the defense to go through. Sometimes the soul just says, yeah, bring it on, and you show up and you may be overwhelmed, but you get through it and then you get the insight and you're done. Sometimes we resist the feeling, like we won't quite go beyond the anger into the rage or the grief and the loss. But always, your soul is going to be moving you towards wholeness, even if it has to wrestle you to the ground and make your life miserable to get you there. So keep breathing. These experiences in our life show up because our soul is trying to get us wiser. It's trying to break you of the pattern that's underneath the surface. Underneath the surface. The soul's got eternity. So it doesn't care really how long this takes you to do this, how many lifetimes it takes you to do this. But you might. You might care about this life and what you finish in this life. And if that's the case, you may as well get to it. So if there's something that you need to release, allow your tree to show you where it is on the tree. Just let your attention go there. Maybe your tree is split. Maybe you have a sense that some more wholeness needs to get in there. Years ago, I did a process called Kintsugi, where we go in and we put all the pieces of the vase back together. We put the soul back together. We glue it together. We allow all the gold to run through you. And because the vase was broken and put back together, it's actually more beautiful. And this is true for your soul. Your soul becomes wiser and more beautiful because of the journey you took. You're not one of those annoying new souls. You're one of those old souls that have had some experience, and you're beautiful for it, and you're wise for it. You may not have been able to hold on to things the way you think you wanted to, but something better is around the corner. Keep breathing. So if there is a part of your soul that's ready to come back, go ahead and let it come back now. And we're going to bring in the gold energy of, you know, the great Mother Bear, as we've worked with before. And we're just going to allow that energy to be with us, to repair, to restore, to hold in strength. There's nothing cagey about it. It's just solid strength and love and wholeness. This energy is perfect for connecting you to who you need to be connected with. And you don't push it. It's already working behind the scenes. It's already setting things up in your next steps. We often see like a giant mother bear behind us holding us. However it works for you. You can also see the vase, you know, or your tree just receiving energies that had disintegrate come back. And they come back through the loving light and our allowing of it. Our pain is exchanged for this aspect of ourself. Sometimes we've done so much work, it just hasn't been brought back. It's already whole and ready. So go ahead and breathe and allow those aspects to come in. Okay. I was sharing on Saturday that when I was really young, I learned we all had a worry bubble or worry balloon. And if I shrunk my balloon, there were less worries. And you could shrink it down to nothing if you'd like, or you can just keep one or two little worries in there that kind of keep your trains running on track. But go ahead and shrink your worry balloon. It could be overwhelm in there. There could be other people in there. But just keep shrinking it and shrinking it and shrinking it. Sometimes the people in our life set up the script, the scenario where they're going to trigger our overwhelm or our pain so we learn what we need to learn. We don't come in just with ourselves. We're always collecting people around us to help us learn what we came to learn. So when you free yourself, you also free somebody else. Sometimes they come to teach. Sometimes they're working out the other side of it. But just go ahead and shrink these worry balloons. There's also a debt balloon. I find the debt balloon usually lower in the body, but it could be anywhere. So you know your debt balloon is active. If no matter what you do, you always have a certain amount of debt. You know your debt balloon is active when you can never seem to pay anything off or everything off. You feel more comfortable with a little debt or a lot of debt, a certain amount of debt, similar to an income threshold. There's just this amount. I also had a question about one of our members, the money would come in and it would immediately go out. She couldn't hold on to it. So let's do this. Go ahead and shrink your debt balloon. Bless all the things you went into debt for. It might have been for a vacation. It might have been for furniture. It might have been a mortgage. There was something you were trying to get out of that. You might be buying things in an addictive fashion, but at least bless the fact that you had the money to do it with. And then you'll want to work towards, what can I do to shift this so a different energy is in charge of my choices? There's always a pain in there when we're in an addiction. We're always escaping, we're reaching, we're rebelling. We can't stand the rigidness of our life, and we just need to bust out of it. In that case, we need to love the part that's busted out, that needs to bust out and do something different. And you won't let it do anything else, so it buys things on TV, or it buys things, or whatever it does. You want to get the bear energy in between that, if this is the case for you. And you want to acknowledge the identity of this part of you. And then, as you acknowledge who they are, you want to have the energy there, and you want to set up so it doesn't harm you. Keep breathing. Within your tree, you have rings. There is a ring for every year of the tree's life, and let's allow there to be a ring for every year of your life. I want you to go from the 0 to 1 year. I want you to see the light in that ring. Just go ahead and draw with your finger or your mind or just your knowing that it was done. That bear energy, that golden honey, beautiful energy around that first ring, and then the space between 1 to 2. Let that golden honey and crystalline light go between 1 and 2. And then 2 and 3, so draw around the ring and in between. And when you're doing this, the light energy will begin to move up all the parts of yourself that you're stumbling over from that year. Some years will be very easy. Some will take a little bit more, but I want you to do all the years of your life. Memories come up. We'll stay in the loving light. You might look for, is there a numbness pattern? Where does that need to go? Where does the light need to go for when I began to go numb rather than feel? Feeling isn't emotion. Feeling is part of your intuition system. That's going to really upgrade in the whole world soon. There's a part of you that needs to hide or disguise. Pretend, find where that is. What started that? Love the part of you that started that habit. Did you need to pretend for another? Did you need to stay wounded for another? keep working on each ear. Some of you are very psychic. If messages come up, I want you to remember the loving light that runs through you is stronger than any psychic impression. That's just a gift. There are many gifts that you'll have, but you don't want to make the gift stronger than the light within. When we're a tree, we stay in our body better, and we don't leave our body unattended. You don't need any squatters in your body. They can move on to the light. Keep going around your rings. Sometimes we use debt to trap us. You know, it can be like a shiny object, like I really must have this. Then we get it, and there's a sense of disappointment. Then the money that we spent on it becomes more important than what we bought. And that's partly also because, you know, it's an addiction, but also we've forgotten what value is. We're not acknowledging our own value. And when we do acknowledge our own value, then we're going to make different choices. Let the bear energy, let that golden light go in that place that is afraid that you are not valuable, that feels that other people do not value you. They can't see your gifts because you're so disguised. And when that happens, we start numbing out. We don't want people to see who we are because it doesn't fit our pattern. And some of those rings you're going through, you might find a place where your spirit was broken, where a part of you, part of your consciousness drifted off. Invite that back. You know, just like animals can be trained to never leave their yard, or a horse never to jump the fence, this can happen to us too. And then we become a prison to our own experience and our own dear life. Keep loving. Love all of it. Let the habit of blame go. You're the one who wrote the script. You may not acknowledge it yet, but sooner or later you will. Let the blame go so you can heal what's under the blame. And that's that sense of loss. Some of you are using that vase, and I'm seeing you just really make a beautiful one. Keep breathing. And there is a sense among a few of you that you're not holding on to your money. So money is currency, but there is a currency like we have a little eddy, you know, like some before it goes out, some of it comes in. There's a certain percentage that you might put into investment, set back for a retirement or rainy day or something along this line. I like to use a golden cup. If you really need to develop this within you, go ahead and see that golden cup right in the middle. And allow that currency of loving light that all things come through, including money, just to eddy right within you, where it's okay for this currency to stay. You're always spending it or using it, but some of it can be with you a while you make it better, while you enhance your ability to be a money manager. Sometimes our identities get really messed up because of our sex, because, you know, women are supposed to do certain things or not certain things or not valued as much, where men feel an over-responsibility and there can be an internal fight by this. So, you know, wherever that exists, just let that go. You don't need to take that on. You've already lived it. You need to commit to your life more. Let those roots go deeper. There's always a gift from being in the tree. I don't know what, but why that is, but there always seems to be an extra strength or gift that comes in. I think nature is just so darn happy that we show up for her. You know, we've divorced ourselves so much. It's nice to remember what it's like to be connected. So sitting in your tree, I want you to feel a gift. Or a message. And if nothing comes, that's fine too. I want you just to begin to save space in that golden cup for your gift. Now go ahead and sit with that for a little bit. Hey everyone, I have switched headsets again, so you can let me know if this works. Let's start with Dan. How are you, Dan?
Hi, Sherry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I will. Yes, I can. I'll switch back if it becomes crazy again.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Okay.
It's working good so far.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, we just did that exercise. I mean, a lot came up for me, a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
I've had, you know, it's interesting. In this week, I lost two clients. I lost $600 a month with my company I'm training.
Mm-hmm.
Cars, I've had trouble with my car, you know, with my locking my steering and battery. I mean, just a lot of things, you know, that are just kind of creeping up. And
mm-hmm.
I'm very tired, you know, like fatigued in the last 3 days. So I'm not sure what's happening. And, you know, I know I'm doing my, you know, meditations and asking, getting deep down in and just getting that place of allowing and then seeing, you know, what I want and asking for my next steps. And, you know, as I look back, I'm not sure if I see, you know, any intuitive hints of things. I just see things happening. you know, versus, you know, those inspirations you might get during the day or, and I'm not complaining. I'm just stating what's happening, you know, so not sure where all that's coming from.
Okay. Let's start with this. Let's start with this. So, you know, especially when you're, there's a little bit of a fear of going back or down. So when that happens, we're going to go right to the threshold. So in your tree, you want to have that light there. You need to get to that neutral state or that loving light state where a loss is just a transient thing. And that cup is full enough that something goes out, something else comes in.
Yeah.
So I want you to look around. Is there a place where there is a leak? Just quick.
In the
Was
tree?
There a leak? Yeah, yeah, in you or your tree, or your cup, whatever you're looking at. Is there a leak?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel it.
Oh, where's the leak? Okay, where is that?
Yeah, underneath, you know, like where the cup is sitting. Like there's a, it feels like there's an emptiness there. You know, like a hollowness or something.
A hollowness, okay. So what's in the hollowness?
I don't know if it's either numbness or fear.
Okay. Is this like a hiding place?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can feel that.
Yeah, it almost feels like you have your cup, you have your prosperity, and it kind of goes to a hole where it's kind of hiding in there. You know, like,
yeah.
Like you can't find it anymore, you know, and you have nothing to work with because you can't quite find it. So ask the hiding place, you know, trees are full of hiding places for things. Ask it, you know, why is it hiding? And what happens next from this hiding? If anything comes to you.
Okay. I'm in the space asking that question, you know, so I could feel what's going on. Maybe scared. Like I feel a sadness or something there. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, there's a sadness. Okay, sadness, loss, an expectation
loss.
Of loss, the habit of loss. You know, losing a client is more like a loss than just a transaction. Like I'll go get another one. I'll get two more, one left, two more that will match where I am will show up. You know, that kind of energy. So I want you to. So what we need to do is get the loving light into the hiding place. Is it ready for the loving light? Because you don't want to like zap it like a bug zapper. You want to like, are you ready to transmute this and lift this into something new? It feels frozen. Like it's, I can almost feel a little boy in there shivering.
Yeah, that's what I felt like, a hiding place in a closet, you know, somewhere.
Okay.
The feeling was of a little boy.
So what we know about these parts of ourselves is they are loaded with next step wisdom, and they're hiding for a reason. So just love it and love him. See what he's got in there. You know, what comes next? What's under the fear? Does it have anything to do with your brother?
Yeah, I feel his energy.
Okay. What's the energy that you feel from him?
It almost feels like he doesn't want me to go or something. Maybe it's part of competition. But, you know, as a twin, he doesn't want me to go or something. He doesn't want me to move past this or.
Right.
I'm not clear on that, but that's the feeling. The first thing I saw was his energy pop out from this place, although that it's getting lighter in there, you know, it's not dark anymore.
It is. It is much lighter in there.
Yeah.
So this hiding place can be your sanctuary now. So let's go ahead and just love that boy until he, you know, he feels that smile on his face and starts getting his mojo back. You know, the reason I brought him up is when we started, I could feel a brother energy of branches going around your tree. So I wondered if that was up for you. Okay, so in that sanctuary, just go ahead and let that light turn on. And this is the light that knows who you are and what your mission is. That's has nothing to do with your twin. He's kind of pushing you along in that competitive way. And he's always trying to show you where the boundary is and this and that. And, you know, he's probably been, you know, a huge competitor or menace in another life. So all the memories of that will get out of the sanctuary because we don't need to, you know, restoke those.
Yeah.
We want our strength to be number one. So when you're ready, just go ahead and allow that strength to come up through the cup. And then you can seal, you know, like fill in the hiding place with light. So when you go there again, it can just be for rest or restoration. These are, you know, you come up with your own ideas, but this is one way to manage that energetically.
The place, that area now is lighter and lighter, and it feels like it's happy. You know, the little boy's happy, you know, smiling, excited. I guess there's an excitement in the energy.
Exciting,
now. He's there now.
Yeah.
He's not now sitting, you know. Yeah.
Right. So now this part of you wants to, you know, these parts always have a lot of wisdom. So as it's going to be integrating in, it's kind of going to move through the cup, and we're going to continue to have that loving light on it. Ask it if it has any messages for you or anything. Just see if it does or if it just needs to be happy for a while.
This is the part of us, I guess you'd say, said you, then us, that is ready to be awakened. That'll move us forward, you know, the inspiring. Mm-hmm. I can feel it in my heart, you know. It's like this inspirational wisdom, you know. That's
mm-hmm.
what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there, excitement, you know. There's an excitement and the wisdom of knowing your steps and, you know, following through kind of feeling. That's what it feels like.
So what you're doing is you're replacing the clients that lost in your building. You're constantly raising that threshold. This aspect of you, it's almost like I see it wanting to wave a flag, and I keep seeing it moving up your tree like it wants to be seen more. So I think you're going to be working with it more. It may completely integrate real soon, and then you'll have it, you know, you'll have all that wisdom just moving with you all the time. But you want to continue to love this aspect of you. And so you're not thinking twice about what you lost. It'll be on the next, you know, what you're going to bring in. Because the more you think of the loss, the more loss shows up. So you're going to continue to, you know, widen the cup so you can accept more. These are the energies that got you started. And, you know, car stuff happens and you move on. Car stuff happens. And you said that the steering wheel locked up. Is that what you said?
Yeah, the power station wouldn't start. I couldn't start my car, you know, so.
Okay, well, that kind of sounds like what happened to you in your business, right? So the business, you know, sometimes cars represent our bodies.
Right,
right. You know, like the loss of a car, you know, some part of your spirit has slipped away. A car that won't, someone else driving your car, okay, that got something to do there. Work to be done when someone else is driving your car, but something where it won't start, then now you're doing something where you're reigniting your energy. You're getting the ignition to move with you more. So,
okay,
yeah,
right.
You're going to be okay, Dan. Just keep remembering you're growing, and that was the step that you asked for. You're growing, and you're, you know, let those leaves spread out so more people see you.
Okay.
And that flag also represented like staking your claim. Like, this is me. This is mine.
Okay. Awesome. Yes. Wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Great.
Nice to talk to
you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay. John.
Hey, Sherry. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Nice to hear your voice.
Hi. Thank you. As is yours. So my tree is kind of rootless at present. And when you asked what it was that I had to let go of, basically it was all of my leaves. All the things that I've identified with, and I'm kind of in between where I have been for the past 54 years and stepping into the unknown, where I have absolutely no idea of who I am and who I will be.
So are you a migrating tree?
perhaps so. I'm a new nomadic tree, yes.
Nomadic tree. Now, do you need to root yourself just to get the nutrients for where you are? Then you can just uproot another place? Or what do you think? What's wrong with those roots?
Well, I had a very dramatic shift in my personal life. And I was
It's like
uprooted.
The roots got cut. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Let's go to the roots.
Okay,
so we need roots to survive, even if you're planting them, you know, different city. So this represents, you know, the part of the energy that you actually need to make money and be strong and, you know, being able to pull energy with nature. And so there's, you know, an energetic nutrition to it, a grounding to it, a stabilization to it. So, I mean, it's almost like the roots were cauterized. How does it feel to you? Like they were just ripped up?
I think it's ripped, yeah. It wasn't cauterized. It would mean there was some something neat about it. No, this is sudden and drastic and irrevocable.
Ripped. Yeah, ripped torn. Roots. Okay, let's go to those roots and strengthen them.
I guess there's fear in laying them down anywhere because everything is so uncertain right now.
Yeah. Well, would the roots move with you?
I suppose, but it's. I think this is just old, repetitive energy that.
Fear to settle.
Yeah, fear. Well, for fear of losing it all. So that ties into that as well, what you were talking about tonight, too. The loss.
Right. I see that. I see that. So you have timid roots.
Yes. Yes. I have very sensitive, timid roots. Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's play with these roots. What do we need to do to get them long and healthy? What do they need?
I would go with self-love. I would go with stop seeking externally for the source of what you need.
So go to all the places. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I just don't. I don't know that I've ever been enough.
Mm-hmm. Where is that in your tree?
That's in the core.
Okay. When were you enough?
I don't recall. Not, I don't, it doesn't, I don't, not, certainly not any time in this lifetime. So this is.
Go to another lifetime.
You
know, like it,
yeah.
Go to when you were enough.
Well, that would be out of body, I assume. That feels like it's just like, okay, it's kind of like this thing, like, you know, when you come here, when you come to this plane, when you come to Earth, it all.
You're supposed to be broken?
It goes to poop. Yeah, well, something's going to happen to break you. Right.
That's right. That's right. The prison gets broken and we see through the glass darkly. However, we're on a mission to wholeness while we're here.
Right.
So
right.
The part of you that knows what it's like to be whole exists. So whatever time, space, or dimension or aspect of you that knows what that feels like, let's call that home now.
And that's probably the piece that's waiting to come in.
Of course. And it's always very high aspect of you. But the reason it can't make its way in is because of the grief, because of the holding on to I'm not enough. So if that's the frequency you're putting out, it's not going to come in. So can you find just a couple of inches where you are enough to allow this to come in?
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten this far. It's been
like
2 months. Been
still
about
breathing.
2 months.
Okay, allow
breathing.
Allow it to come through. Anyone else who's struggling with this, you can call in an aspect of yourself as well. So I saw it kind of come in this green sleeve of energy and just this beautiful white light. Are you feeling any of this, John?
No.
Okay. Can you imagine it?
Yes. I'm doing it. I mean, you know, I'm largely in my head, but that makes sense. It all actually comes full circle. So then it's like, okay.
So it's in your head and you have a feeling of it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Drop into your heart. I think you're more in your head and your heart than you know. Okay. So let that fill up that light of being enough. Sort of like saying the whole universe isn't enough.
Right. Well, it's just this big old denial.
When we make it very personal, which happens when we're wounded, we make it very personal, and we forget we're a bit of the vessel that holds all of that, and that hollowing out happens. Funny, we're talking about trees and hollowing out. But that the personal limitation begins to leave and we take on the higher aspect within the body, within nature. You know, our highest aspect has a home.
Hmm.
Allow anything to hollow out that just needs to go in those rings.
Yeah, you know, so I have this knowledge that, you know, I wasn't so much yanked as I pulled myself out of there, you know. But I still find myself moving or wanting to move through that past to remain connected to the past, my historicalness, as it were, that relationship. And that, actually, that's why I was wondering about the curses, too. I don't know if that's tied to her as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm holding on as much as I'm also wanting to let go, I think.
Well, that's always how it is, right? You know, that's the nature of a hookup. So what we do, this is where you forgive and her and you forgive yourself. So can you forgive yourself for being in the relationship or what you did or didn't do in that relationship? Can you let that go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mentally, can you in your heart?
Fine.
Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
I feel like I'm in your relationship fight. Okay, so let's just go in. And, the part of you that's tight and fine, let's turn that inside out and let that go.
See, we get to laugh about that.
Yeah, very good to laugh about it. So let's go to her. Can you forgive her and also thank her for everything that she brought to you?
Absolutely.
All the lessons you dislike and liked. And her family as well.
Yeah, I think it's easier for me to do her than me.
Okay. What are you not forgiving yourself of for?
I'm just blowing it again. That's, it's like,
Where's the pattern of blowing it?
Just not knowing how things work here, not being enough, not seeing the signs, not having the clarity or the awareness,
I think you had more clarity and awareness. I think you had more of that than you know. That's just an excuse. Okay, let all that go.
Okay.
Get that out of your tree. That's self-poison at this point.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know what you're right. Because there were awarenesses coming for a while, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But then I guess it's just, so then it's because, well, I can't go anywhere because I'm not enough. I can't be on my own because I'm not enough. I won't stand on my own 2 feet. I won't make it because I'm not enough. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's right, because you're carrying that lie. So you have the energy of enough. That's like saying, you know, the sky is not enough. Air is not enough. Flowers aren't enough. Right. You're enough.
Right.
It's just a lie. So the voices in your head that came from your father, let those go. Those are just echoes. So the echoes of our past, you know, I talk about amplification. In psychic zones, amplification gets really big. And so if you're in those kind of zones with someone or many people, you have so much amplification, you can't even find your light anymore. Mm. And so keep shrinking that amplification. Keep turning it down to where the strongest thing about you is the loving light running through you. Oh. Now, this is what I need you to meditate on and send me an email about. Excuse me.
Okay.
I think, you know, we have deliveries late at night. The gift from the relationship. You need to move beyond the beat up stage to the gift of it. And so to get to the gift of it, you're going to move through the pain of it, the pain that you haven't let go of. Maybe there's this huge anguish. I wasn't enough, you know, but that could be there. It could be something different than you think. It just might be fear of going forward. I think you have a little bit of everything. But once you go all the way through that with love, you're going to get the gift of the relationship that you had. And the most brutal relationships, which I realize this was not, but I'm speaking for everyone now. There's always a gift behind it if you're willing to get to it. And when you go through that, now you're in forgiveness because you have loved yourself enough. You've loved all those layers of yourself that experienced that to be free of it because love is very freeing. And I need you to also love your roots. You want long roots. Long roots, longevity. So you want to continue to love and nurture your roots. No one's going to do it for you. And that may be the gift of the split. No one's doing it for you but you, which
right.
will make you a better person because you'll get
which
very good at it. And you'll find all those places that you have yet to know how to love yourself. You probably don't even know those places that need love. So this is the gift that you have from this, to get in there and love more and love more. Do it as well as you can for a good 30 days. 30 days seems to be about the turnaround point. And then you start really getting that resilience. That resilience and that new part of you begins to emerge. You have rebirthed yourself by going through all these aspects of yourself. Make sense?
Yeah, well, then I've become enough.
And then you're more than enough.
Right, more than
enough.
Enough
isn't
right.
even a thing. Enough
right.
isn't even a thing. You know, less than,
right.
more than, that's just a judgment.
Right.
Whose voice is echoing that judgment on you? I think I just wrote an email on that today or tomorrow. But, yeah, that's one of our emails coming up. So, yeah, that's just a voice. That's an echo. Don't live in the echo. Live in the light.
Yeah, lots of echoes, actually.
Yeah, so choose every day you're choosing the light over the echo. Every day you make that choice. And every day you make that choice, you build resilience. Every day you make that choice, you build longevity. And you build more choices. Everything increases. Let me know how you're doing.
I will, Sherry. Thank you so very much, as always.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, John.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see here. Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you, Sherry?
Good. Glad to be heard.
Yeah, so it's good to hear you.
Yeah.
But has been, I banged it while I was at my yoga retreat, there's something obviously metaphysical in there. It has increased since I decreased in pain in terms of putting my hand up, but just wondering if you could help me.
Okay.
Whatever is stuck in there.
In your foot, huh? You banged
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Not
multiple
sure which
times.
Way you're walking?
Kept running into something under the bed, which I have done in my past, too. So I don't know if there's something in that for me. But
you mean walking around your bed? You'd stick your foot under there and bang it?
Yeah, well, I was, at a,
in and out
I was at a condo, but I have kind of beaten up my little toe from when I was younger, kind of running into the foot of the bed. And then I was away at my yoga retreat and did it multiple times, very hard. Doesn't feel broken, but I do seem to keep agitating it. So it's obviously something that I'm attracting or not releasing. Or
the right foot feels weaker. Is that the one you hurt or the
yeah.
one that's compensating? Okay.
That's
all right. So let's go to the right foot and let's talk to the little toe. And the big toe, is that kind of squished too? It feels squished.
Kind of like the last three that kind of feel impacted.
Mm-hmm.
And the right one.
Yeah.
Kind of that arrangement of toes, yes.
All right. So I'm going to comb out all the bones. All the energy in between. So there's shock, bruise. Kind of an upset,
mm-hmm.
a disbelief, a sense that, kind of that awkward sense, you know, you do something odd with your body, let all that go. And underlying all that, Chris, is your next steps. You know, feeling confident about your next steps.
Thank you for the obviousness
really...
about that.
Where do I place my feet? Under all of it is your next steps. So I'm looking through your child. I'm seeing quite a few, you know, rings in that tree. As a young girl, not knowing your next steps, you know, awkward, embarrassed, some of that, and just letting that work itself out. Okay, what's your pain level there?
It's going down.
Okay, good.
Like now maybe a 3 or 4 maybe.
Oh, good. Well, let's get that 3, 4, 2, 1. It should be 1 pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Strengthen that perception there.
I just have to laugh, but I couldn't figure that out myself.
Okay, so the perception, that also has a little bit to do with making the choices of what you're leaving and what you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't be afraid to have that feeling of not completely connected to another business on your way, you know, as you keep withdrawing. So some of it is withdrawal. It's also the withdrawal from the current business, correct?
Right.
Because you're pulling in,
yeah.
And you're used to going forward.
Yeah.
So forgive your little foot for not knowing which direction you were going. I'm sorry about that in your bed. I think your toes just want to be held a little bit too.
Okay.
So if you can do that, you'll get that soothing feeling that little girl of you didn't get back then.
Yes.
And so you can just moving forward as you extract yourself before you go forward.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think this is your energetic process there.
Yeah.
It's nice to talk to you, Chris.
Thank you, Sherry. Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to Honolulu. Hello. Okay, sorry. Did I lose you?
Hello?
Oh, hi. There you are.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
Hi.
I kind of forgot what I emailed you.
That's okay. What are you feeling now?
Well, my stomach has been in pain for a while, and I don't know if it's something or if it's something that's connected to with stressing and my finances.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I started a kind of like a new business, but I felt like I had momentum and I lost it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't have a connection with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel like I'm always trying to catch up.
Okay, momentum, that's you can get that again. Connection, maybe you feel a little awkward about it, but you're strong with knowing how to make connections. And then what was the other thing? Awkward? What was it you said?
Well, I'm struggling financially.
Mhm.
And sometimes I feel stuck.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm just kind of lost. I'm kind of all over the place. I was listening to the last call about getting grounded and rooted, and sometimes I see myself as a big tree, and sometimes I see myself as being a bamboo because bamboo has deep roots.
Right?
And, yeah.
Interconnected. And then bamboo also sways in the wind.
Okay.
Yeah. So bamboo's really good with, not only is a beautiful tree and a useful tree, it can do many things, but it also sways, you know, so it knows how to move with the wind. So when things change, it's able to move easily.
Okay.
I'm getting into your tree with you here.
Thank you.
All right. So the fear, uncertainty, the sense of mostly fear. So let's let all the fear leave your tree and you out of your stomach. So it's like you've captured some of the energy in your stomach of all the fear, and it's just like a rock in there. So just continuing to let that move out. So what do you need to do next, Tiffany, for your business?
I guess gain confidence.
Okay.
And because I believe the product that I'm selling could benefit everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I'm passionate about and that everybody could use. And I wish I'd learned about finances earlier in life. Because I feel like I'm so behind. And, yeah.
Confidence and sales ability are always marketable, no matter what, right? So let's go ahead and increase the confidence in your bamboo tree. You've never seen a shy bamboo
Thank
tree.
You.
Aren't they always kind of, you know, out, they're just right there, this beautiful tree. Okay, so let's let that be there, the confidence. And let's remove that through. And for anyone else on the call who needs more confidence, do this with me. Let this run through all of your the cells of your body and expand. And come back and expand and come back. All the experiences of being too shy or fearful, let that go. So the part of you that gets nervous before you do your business, you want to love that part. You want to get that nervous part to be the confident part. So let's love that nervous part that's afraid that she might fail or disappoint and just keep loving her. Can you do that?
Okay.
And let her be in the tree so she can come out. She can become, she, you know, there's a lot of gracefulness under all this nervousness. So allow her just to continue to feel that love and acceptance from you, and then that will continue to grow. Very nice. It was a pleasure to talk
thank
to you,
you,
Tiffany.
Yep, thank you
very much. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
That gave me a lot of clarity. Thank you.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we're in Ontario. Hello, Ontario. Catherine, is that you?
That's me.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
I can never figure out this phone.
That's okay.
Yes, I was very surprised about my tree.
Okay.
I saw a weeping willow. I was surprised, but not surprised. And so as I was sitting here, I looked up what a weeping willow really looked like. So I had it in my mind's eye, but I understand that they're usually alone. They stand alone a lot of times. That's me. What I noticed was that my roots were very, very deep. Very deep. And this tree gave me shelter. I could see out. I could see all the beauty outside of me, outside of the tree. And I was very comfortable, uncomfortable inside the comfortable tree.
You're very uncomfortable inside the
comfortable tree.
Okay, so let's go to the part that's uncomfortable. Are you uncomfortable being beautiful and comfortable? Standing alone?
I'm mixed. Feelings about it.
Okay.
Yes.
What's under the mixed feelings?
I guess it's self-confidence, maybe, a little bit.
Okay. Like a lack of self-confidence?
Possibly.
Okay.
But when I'm out and it's kind of a funny thing because when I'm out and I'm talking to people, I feel very, very confident.
Right.
Just being confident to move forward because I'm so comfortable being where I am.
Right.
But uncomfortable.
Well, not everything is comfortable. You're comfortable in your discomfort. Okay.
That's, I mean, yes.
That's right. And that's common, you know. So let's go to all the places that want to shore up. And I get this feeling like you want to shore up, like you're still collecting things before you make another step. And so you said there's like mixed things. So I want to disentangle those mixed things. So I think there's some joy in that mix. There's some fear in that mix. And, you know, I feel like there's this heavy discipline in there too. Like some part of yourself has a rigid expectation of yourself. Does that sound right?
Oh, definitely. In fact, I have such an abundance of things that I'm clearing my home to make it more simple and beautiful. And
mm-hmm.
I'm very rigid in wanting to get it just right.
Ah.
Perfectionism. Mm.
Yeah. So that's always, yeah. So, okay.
But also a feeling of never getting it all done.
Right. That would be true. Yeah, that's true. That's how perfectionism works. It kind of
mm-hmm.
can trap us that way.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to beauty, where you can see the beauty rather than not think about perfectionism.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you shift into more appreciation, then the little things that are undone become more acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing ever is completely done or finished. I mean, for some of us, but many of us never get that. So I want you to appreciate the part of yourself that will have some things that might be messy.
Okay.
Undone.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and,
this
you know, so that this perfectionistic part of you is holding you back like a prison.
It is.
And it's judging you, and it's, you know, so you have to understand where she came from. You have to have a lot of, you know, unconditional love for this part of you that wants to hold everything in the prison of perfectionism. And then you also have to develop that part that will not be kept imprisoned by the perfectionist part of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can love her free. Go ahead.
Yes, I see that willow tree as almost perfection because of the way it hangs down.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost symmetrical all the way around. And I'm hiding within that perfectionism. I can see that.
Wow. So what about when you go above your tree?
Mm. Oh, and I chose that tree because it would kind of, the leaves would float out in the wind. It had that freedom. It had the ability to be free.
Mm.
And to dance.
Mm. That's beautiful.
Mm.
So what if you became the whole tree, not just hiding in it?
Exactly. That's my aim.
Yeah.
That's my aim. Now, when you say to grow our roots, I think my roots are so deep that I'm stuck with those roots, you know?
Ah, that's very interesting. So will the roots travel or do you need to pull them up a bit?
I think I need to pull them up a bit.
You need a little bit of John's tree.
I know.
Okay. Maybe not that extreme. You guys need to share tree roots. Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and just allow the roots to be at their right place. Because, you know, maybe you have a tap root, maybe others are, you know, whatever it needs to be. Just go ahead and I was really appreciating all those deep roots. But if you have a feeling that they're stagnant or too deep or too rooted, just go ahead and let your tree, that intelligence within the tree, tell you. And what do you get?
Yes, that they're very deep and they're very tangled.
Okay, so you can comb them out with where they're tangled with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of, you pull those up so they're not tangled in the way they that is uncomfortable. And always bless the whatever you're tangled with so you can let that go.
Okay. Now, would this have something to do with, I've been having a lot of problems with my feet and my legs and my lower back. So it's,
it sure could, because that's where you're stable, right? And that's what moves.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I'd put that in, you know, that rootedness. You can put it in infinity loop or continue just to pull up the roots to the right place. So they're
okay.
More mobile. So you can have a moving willow, a weeping willow tree.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's beautiful.
Great.
Thank you for sharing.
Thanks. With the base of my spine, Sherry, is there anything I should be concerned with that? Because it's causing such agony.
Agony?
Mm-hmm.
It's right at the bottom?
It's at
like
it's to the left of the spine, at the base of the spine. And then the nerve goes all the way down into my feet, into my foot.
Which side? The
left
right?
Side. Left side.
So the left is weak. So you're okay. That's I'm sorry. I'm seeing backwards again. Sometimes I see backwards when I work with people. Okay, so I'm actually feeling the weakness on the right. So let's go back to that right side. It's almost like the right side wants to unground first, and the left side is doing all the grounding. So maybe that was exactly what I was seeing. So we want to balance them out: the left to the right, and the right to the left. And the front to the back, and the back to the front. And then, one, two, three, four, five, six. It's really low. Five and six. It's very low.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to also strengthen the sacrum to the hip, and the hip to the sacrum, and the nerve root. You want to get more space in there.
So it's basically my whole left side, because it
does it hurt?
Even affects the left shoulder.
Does it,
mm-hmm.
Does it hurt to walk?
Yes. Which again holds me back.
Well, I can see why those roots would be very deep with this. All right, so what's your level of pain?
When I'm walking around, it's out of 10? 10.
10's pretty intense.
It is.
Okay, at this moment I'm getting like a 6. So
it's probably a 6 at the moment. Mm-hmm.
I don't see any reason why it doesn't go down to a 1. Okay, so walking is strong, sitting is strong, movement is not. That's where the weak is. So
yes.
All the 100% infinite potential for movement and inhibition to move. Yeah, okay. So, Catherine, you have such a bright, big energy that it's like some part of you doesn't want to let the lid off that. Because to become everything that you really believe that you are and you kind of feel inside is just a shock. So you're not quite ready to be all that you are. So we need to release all the parts of yourself that hold yourself back from being all that you are. And I'm just going to do a big clearing now. That also hits in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ties in the gut. So let that go. Okay, that's going to shift some things, I think. So your next stage is going to be in your heart. So I'm going to let you go. We can have a private session if you want to go more into it. But keep clearing that. Keep clearing that heart. Okay, thank you,
thanks,
sweetie.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to Australia. Sushil.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'll just put my headphones on. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You know, I was feeling really good, and I find that when I'm feeling good and I'm on a roll, I'll have something happening in my family or in my life that just drags me back down. And I feel like I'm back in a little hole again, just temporarily, hopefully. But my son got really sick, and he's always the one that hooks me. And it worries me because, you know, he had pains in his tummy. I had to take him into hospital. He's 38 years old, but he's really in a very not helpful state. So I don't know what I can do in myself to change this pattern, because there's, if there's something going on that we're very hooked into each other.
Yes, you are. So I'll put you both in an infinity loop. He feels like he can't live without you.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
A part of him does. You know, it's actually not true, but just some part of him does believe that. Okay,
and yet he
does
push me away. You know, he does, when I offer to help, offer to do healing, right now he needs he would need a personal coach and a wellness person who knows about food and so on. And that's exactly what I could do. But I just had to cut off, because I don't feel like I could work with him in this way. He's not receptive to.
Right. It's hard between
parents
and kids. Okay. So, let me just clear this off, this needy part. And because he is your son, you respond. So I want to go to the part of you that there's some guilt there, and which is not uncommon. You know, like we feel like, what more could I have done, or I need to do more, or I'm the mother, I'm supposed to, you know, all of these things. So we need to give that part a rest. That's an exhausting part with a grown son. So let's go to that part of you that's constantly telling you you could have done more or should do something more now. And let's.
Or do something.
So when that happens, you get pulled out of your center, away from your light, your best light. And so you're almost in a panic.
Yes,
so let's go ahead and pull you back into your center. And what you're picking up is all the panic he has.
Yes,
so it's
and
like
the hopelessness.
Pulling you
feeling
out.
This
yes.
Hopeless. Panic,
yeah.
Scattered feeling, and really low, heavy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to shed all that heaviness. It's not even yours.
No.
And so the part of you that is yours, that feels like you must respond in this unhealthy way, that's the part I want to love. The part that's so wrapped in guilt, that's so wrapped in, there must be one more thing I can do. And that's what he hooks into. He doesn't hook into your healthy part. He doesn't actually know how to appreciate that. He needs to be in the panic dance with you. Some part of him actually gets a little bit of a boost when you come.
Mm-hmm.
It makes him feel more secure when you show up. Is that right? Is that the dance you're in with him?
Yes. And yet,
this
part of him, you know, he says, oh, stop babying me, blah, blah, blah. And then he'll get into this very desperate mode where I have to be with him. And really, you know, he has a learning difficulty. So he's not been, you know, he doesn't have that mental alertness for himself. But, you know, he's independent living. So there's this thing of, you know, I want my mother, but I don't want her to baby me. I want her to help me, but I don't want her to help me. And, you know, I want to have him independent, and I also can see how I can help him. And it's been such a struggle for me to be detached and trusting that he'll get the right assistance.
Right, right. You need to keep loving these parts where you guys are in this dance. So some part of him is like almost like a panic five-year-old. Right.
Yeah.
And so and then another a few years older, more like a teenager, a young teenager.
Yeah.
But that's where it started. Yeah. Yeah. So
and all his friends
you know,
that hover around him are teenage adolescent kids, you know.
Yeah.
He says, why can't I just do whatever I want? Oh, my friends can. And they just don't have to follow any diets or anything. And they're just healthy. And, you know, his blood pressure is really high. His blood sugars are really high. And he's had this really bad pains in his side.
Yeah. So this is what you can do for him. you can keep hooking him up to his own loving light, and I'll be working on that with you. But he needs to just get his own hookup. So he'll still have those behaviors, but that's the only way that you can free yourself to know that there's a higher power on the playing field. And so you're not personally, you know, kind of having to respond in this erratic way to please him for the pattern that he needs in order to feel loved.
And I'm also
you remember
told
other times that you panicked.
As a mother, you know, the responsibility as a mother and a parent is someone who is quite needy and not capable. And also the trust that he will be able to do his own hookup. Because it's, I'm just really torn.
Doing a hookup for someone is easier than doing what you're doing.
Absolutely.
So just continue to do that. It's just easier at seconds. So you just continue to do that, just to keep affirming that, and that the right, that he'll be attracting the right people to care for him.
Good.
That he'll be
good.
Attracting the right friends. Doesn't mean you're going to abandon him, but he needs to learn a different response from you.
Mm.
You know, I think that will be healthy for him,
yes.
You know,
and
to continue
me.
To
and
grow
me.
Him. Yeah. Well, yes. And so if any pattern is burdensome on one, it's actually burdensome on the other person. They may not know it yet because they don't want to stop the dance, but a new dance needs to take place for your own, you know, self-love and care. Well,
and
thank you for sharing that.
He's on your, you know, the infinite manifestation program. So hopefully he will.
And send me emails. Send me emails about all this, okay? You're allowed to do that. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. All right, we've got 917. Hello, 917.
Hi, Sherry. How's it going?
Hello?
Oh, okay. How many people do I have here?
Hi, it's Matthew.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm wondering, because you talked about debt, and I really have no idea how much money I owe, how much orphan debt is out there, and it's a big, overwhelming thing to even contemplate.
You're talking about financial debt or emotional debt?
I'm talking about financial debt.
Okay. So are you saying you're too overwhelmed to go find out?
I wouldn't know where to start. And I'm emotionally I'm overwhelmed by the idea of it.
Okay. Do you get statements?
I get some statements, and some of them I ignore, and then they don't come for a while. And
okay.
And I imagine that,
let's strengthen you to knowing, because if you don't know, it's hard to make a change, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
When you get So it's almost like if you can't really face it, then you don't know where your starting point is. So I know it can be a lot of work if you've been in avoidance for a while. So, Michael, let's go to all the places that you're in avoidance.
Okay, it's Matthew.
I'm sorry, Matthew. I apologize. Okay, so let's go. Yeah. I feel it around your knees and your ankles. It's almost like you're whipped up and tied up. So I'm going to just release some of that. Like you have roots growing around your body. Okay, let's go ahead and release all that. Okay, so what do you feel about all this debt?
That it's kind of an impossible situation, and hang on 1 second. Hi.
Hi.
Hello. I had to take care of some background noise.
Nice. Thanks.
And I lost track of the question.
I'm going to go into how you're feeling about all of the overwhelm. So I want to just get some energy into this overwhelm. Matthew, I want you to send me an email of just a little bit more information. I don't need like tens of pages, but just kind of an outline of your situation. Because I'm feeling
sure.
This huge scattered energy, you know, when you're talking about all of this. And it's almost like you're avoiding it by pushing it out. At the same time, you sort of want to know, like you're in a push-pull with it. And we need to get a little bit more harmony around the number. I mean, are you in a position like you're considering a bankruptcy? I mean, that's the stuff I want you to put in the email for me.
Okay.
Now, if you're looking for, you know, I'm going to pay this debt down, is that something you're considering?
When I consider that, I come up against not knowing really how that could possibly happen. It doesn't seem possible because I'm so, you know, basically operating month to month, and I don't know how much I can afford to pay each month. I'm barely keeping up with my main expenses.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you send me an email? Because it sounds like you had a big thing going on, and I want you to go through. We need to get the overwhelm done over because without you won't be able to make the right decision for yourself when you're in overwhelm. So sometimes bankruptcy is absolutely the right decision, and sometimes people do need to pay that off in order to feel like they are who they thought they were. And there's no right or wrong. You just need to kind of know what your best solution is for what's going on with you. So now I do see all this debt sort of in this weird circular energy. And I think it's something that you've put out there yourself because you're in avoidance with it. So, so this line of, it's sort of like an anchor and an avoidance. It's like it's anchoring you down and avoidance at the same time. So I'm going to hold you with that clearing for anchors and avoidance. So you can kind of come to terms with where you are. It's really hard to get out of something when you get this frozen in a pattern like that. And I imagine this, you know, this from what you've said, it sounds like this has been pretty overwhelming for you. Do you know how you ended up in this debt? Is this just life expense?
It isn't such a large amount. I think it's just basically by ignoring statements. I'm just, you know, it's like people aren't even coming after me all that much right now. I just know that it's out there.
Why are you ignoring the statement?
Because I don't have anything like the sums they're asking for.
Okay. Almost every, of course, they might fight you initially, but almost everybody will make a deal with you. If they know the choice is bankruptcy or getting paid a little, almost everyone says, I'll get paid a little until you can work it out. So it's a matter of, you know, first you're going to have to get down to the number, what you have, where you are, so you can kind of see what your choices are. Sometimes wiping it all out and starting over is the best way. And I've known people who've really done very well with that. And I've known other people, if they didn't pay it off, they couldn't live with themselves. So it's kind of a weird thing, the way our law is written that way. But in order, if that's a choice that you make, that's a whole different type of energy you have to set up. And for everybody else on the call, we have to let go of the old morality. To do a bankruptcy and come out clean where you're not going to just do it again, you have to let go of all the old morality of, you know, I always pay my bills, I'm an upstanding citizen, all the stuff that we used to inherit before we ended up in the sort of money thing where people are encouraged to buy more and then businesses get to bankrupt, but people don't. Now everybody gets to bank, you know, all these funny things. So all of that has to get cleared out if that's the road that you decide to take. If the other road is you're going to pay it off, then we're going to be calling all these people. We're going to be calling them and making up something that works for you. But you won't move forward when you're frozen like this. This actually sort of keeps people from making more money when they're in this unknown, you know, avoidance place. Does that make sense? Can you see how that would affect how much money you make?
I feel that's absolutely true for me.
Yeah. So for you and for everyone, because this is a recorded call, on the call now or another place, anyone who has shame about their financial situation, let's go ahead and release all the reasons why that's there and just let it go. You have to just wipe that clean or you won't get any further with it. Okay, let's do that now. So I also feel like your source connection is a little off. So I'm going to just move some things around for you, Matthew.
Okay.
So you actually do cut off resources, maybe unknowingly and probably from the avoidance, because when you avoid debt, you also avoid making money sometimes, you know, because they're kind of a similar currency. So so you end up shutting everything down, and so now you're no longer a well-oiled machine out there making money and having fun and paying debt in life. What you are is shut down. So we want to get some flow moving.
Okay. Yes.
And there's a frozenness in there. So, Matthew, there's some really frozen energy. And I think there's something that maybe you might write to me about that you haven't said on this call. But I want to go to that place where you got frozen and it almost feels like your skin got boiled off. I mean, something really, some deep experience. So I just want to go and just get some love in that part.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe for me. Going through all the cells of your body, releasing some of this down the quantum. Also, there's a fear of not living up to your own expectation or somebody else's. Somebody else's probably. That be like your dad or something?
Probably my dad.
Yeah. So the voice of your dad, in your head, just, you know, telling that you're not doing it right, you know, that can really freeze anybody up. So I know you've been on the call, but you might want to just kind of go through that again and just let that echo of that parent leave your field with love. Thanking him for everything he ever gave you or didn't give you, but now you need to get in that clear field so you can operate under your own energy. No one can operate well with other energies that are interfering in their space. Matthew, thanks for calling and raising your hand. I'm going to be looking for your email.
Okay, Sherry, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Thousand Oaks.
Hi, Sherry. It's Vicki calling.
Hey, Vicki. How are you?
Hey. I'm good. I'm really good. And I love the call, and I love the tree work. I just love it. And Dan's process helped me. What I was calling about is I noticed, it's very interesting, yesterday I had so much eye tension and pressure, and you know, kind of like third eye pressure, or an achiness behind my eyes, and it was really strong last night. I had difficulty sleeping. I would say it was maybe an 8 last night. I worked with the pillars this morning. It's better. But I wonder, I mean, I suppose it could be a physical, I need a reading glasses, or I'm reading in poor light, but I wondered if it had more to do with kind of maybe the way I look inwardly and imagine is somehow not good for my physical eyes. I don't know what you, maybe you can see.
So did you say your third eye or your physical eyes? Tell me
both.
Tell me what's bothering you.
Both.
Both of them are bothering
both
you.
Both of
okay,
them.
Okay, so I am feeling like this dark circle thing. So I just want to have the desire to push it out. That feels like that might work. Let's go ahead and push that out. That's behind your eyes. I Are you in pain now?
It's just a little uncomfortable. There's pressure there. It's not terrible, okay. But it's there. And, you know, maybe I over-listen to certain things of yours. And, you know, and I'm imagining, right? And I'm going up to these different places. And but I think I'm, like, turning my eyes in a weird way or something.
Okay. You're trying to grow a physical third eye. Okay, so let's get into this letting go, get the tension out. And get me out, because I want you to be all you
right.
can be, and I
right.
just want to be like that resource.
Right.
So any energy that you've taken in that doesn't serve you, let's let that go. Any imaginings that, you know, just cause chaos, let's let that go. And, you know, when I clear like that, I can see a big open crown, and I see this kind of third eye. Let me just readjust this a bit. My antenna in the back, and I want to just... ease off in the front. Is that pressure still there?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But that was interesting about antenna in the back. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to be connecting kind of in the back, you know, so you have the occiput, kind of clear the occiput. Do that with me now. I know you know how to do that. And then we'll have that antenna in the back hooking up to source.
Okay, so the antenna
okay.
in the back, is that the occiput or behind, like, is it the pineal? Is it in the middle?
Yeah,
I
just
is
sort
it...
of think, just don't worry about where it's connected. It's
okay.
just where energy comes in, and it will eventually go right down your spine. So this is your
okay.
light source coming in. I mean, it's just somehow you're supposed to have an antenna. Not everybody has an antenna, but you're supposed to have one. And that will relieve some of the tension that you've got in the front. Because you want your attention to what comes in. This is the message. The attention, Vicki, from source is to be what guides you, that purity there. Not all the ins and outs of all the little things I see to, say to all those people. You know, because your own intelligence will come in and tell you what you need to know. So you don't want to overburden yourself with something that so you want to discern what's right for me at this moment, and then just let everything else go. You're at a higher frequency than all those little details.
Right, right.
Breathe that out.
Do you think this has... Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. What was that, Vicki?
I was just, do you think this has anything to do with my kind of fear of seeing and my adamantly wanting to see with equanimity and in a harmonic way?
Okay, so just allow equanimity. And if it's going to show you something to see, then allow that. But be, you know, what you want to do is be appreciative of where you are. And that usually is what is the setup. It's sort of like what we were talking about with Matthew. If you don't know where you are, you know, that next step is pretty hard to do. So you want to get into that. You want to get into that appreciation of the equanimity connection to the heart, which in you is very well developed and is quite full. So I imagine that would be quite exciting. I mean, just let it be whether you see or not.
It's easy to appreciate that. It is easy for me to appreciate that. Yeah.
Perfect. So stay there. And then that's your set point. That's your beginning. And then the next thing will show up. And it will or it won't. And it doesn't. And you want to be to where you're completely neutral. You know, force. I don't really believe in forcing a gift. And I came to that after I forced so many of my own. Makes you super sensitive. And then, you know, it's awfully hard to run around regular life. And so I would just continue to just keep appreciating that. And then just allow, I'm just getting the information that comes from equanimity is huge. That is just huge. How much knowing is in there. How much heart intelligence is in there. Just feel into that. Now, if I ask my equanimity to do something that it really wasn't designed to do or wasn't quite ready to do, I'm going to release that pattern right now. Okay. So I see your equanimity wanting to move you into that feeling of creative wealth, that create that wealthy feeling without the worrying feeling. And that's what you're working on right now.
Yes.
So let that be. Let that be your truth for now. Just let that wealth consciousness continue to grow. And that's a full, wonderful, loving feeling. And just, you know, be with that and then see what happens next.
Okay. And I'll just continue to dissolve any pressure that, you know, I can ask loving light and my equanimity.
Drink a little bit. Yeah. Drink a little bit more water and then let that, there's kind of a, all this desire that you have for seeing more, just let that continue to dissolve. Let that dissolve. Because, you know, it's like you're trying to.
I think it's such a desire for awakening and my own evolution. So maybe I'm pushing myself.
Vicky, you're awake. Your eyes are wide open. Don't worry about that. Awakening is not one event. It's forever.
Yes.
So appreciate how awake you are right now. And then, you know, spirit never lets you rest. You know, as soon as you appreciate that, something else will show up. So you don't want to force anything. You don't want to force anything. This is a really high frequency energy level. Just be where you are and allow that to take its next step. You know, there's enough without doing a little bit more here. And seeing doesn't make you awake. You know that, right?
I do. I forget that I do. Yeah.
Being in equanimity, that's pretty hot stuff though. Okay.
I feel I can feel this. I can feel I'm moved. I'm teary. I'm shaky. I mean, shivery. You know, so this is all perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Much love. Bye.
Much love to you. Okay. We are in Wisconsin. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. This is Deborah. Thanks for picking
Hello,
me.
Deborah.
I'm thoroughly enjoying these calls. I'm so glad you picked me tonight because I really wanted to say hello. And I'm listening to all the callers, so I identify with pretty much a little bit of each one. So I'm trying to remember which thing I wanted to talk about, that's priority, but because several things are going on. But today when we did our tree with the years, you know, I was doing that and a lot of emotions were coming up and I kept feeling that I was so grateful to do that because I was putting golden light and crystal and light and love. And I kept feeling like, oh, I just needed more love. You know, I needed more love in these stages of my life. It seemed like I was alone a lot of my life where I really, family and people and friends and so important to me, but a lot of times I had to do things by myself and fend for myself. And, you know, I had some financial struggles along the way and single mom and all that kind of stuff. So I was just wondering, you know, because it's been quite a journey, could you just check my root chakra? Because it's been kind of like I've gone through the ringer a little bit with, you know, like we've, you know, I've been divorced twice and then, you know, I did have to, you know, I lost my home. And then we had betrayal from family members and things like that.
You have a lot more grief. You have more grief that needs to move, right? So that means you're going to have to feel it to heal it. And then let's go to these roots. It's like they are afraid to be in the ground. And it's almost like root rot. You know, that's how I'm seeing it. Like, you know, it got too much or not the right amount. And so you want to just nurture this aspect of you that got too much or not the right kind and just keep loving this, you know, roots can always grow, right? So you're going to continue to love this. Now, nobody got it right the first time, even if they think they did, because when we go to source, that's what we're here to evolve. So we're getting a direct hit. It's not from relatives. It's not even from our children. It's going to be that direct line of energy. Doesn't mean we don't have these relationships. It's just that first things first. And that's where your strength lies. So your next step is that strength, And when you have such a big betrayal habit, it's easy, you know, where someone has betrayed you. It doesn't take much to inadvertently also betray the people we love. So that's what you're going to be meditating on.
Oh,
you know, the betrayal, to heal the betrayal and all, you know, and, you know, you can do this by putting yourself in other people's position and, you know, just kind of play with this a little bit about where you might feel less free or more stuck. But this conversation is about where you have been, not where you're going. And you're not going to go anywhere until you get through a bit more of this grief, because mm-hmm. all of these things are going to continue to yank you back into the same pattern. You know how it is? Same, you know, different day, different people, same pattern. And that's what happens when we don't take care of something like this. And then you need to forgive that part of you that's upset about everything you went through. You know, mm-hmm. your part in it, their part in it, all of it. And so that's your inner work that's ready to happen now. That's your inner work. And I've read your emails, so keep sending them. Let me know how you're doing with your inner work. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay. Sarah.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah, it's always scratchy though.
It could be my voice or the headset.
Okay.
I think I was on the first call.
Okay. Sarah, I'm going to ask you to send an email and just write, you know, just alert me. You asked me to email you. Can you do that? Because I can hear you, but it's awfully uncomfortable for everybody else on the call, all the scratchiness.
Okay.
Okay, so would you do that for me? I'm sending love to you. Thank you. Okay, I have 561.
Sherry, hi, it's Kate. Thank you so
hey,
much.
Kate.
Hi, I'm grateful to talk to you. I'm missing out. I talked to you on a Saturday. And I am dealing with a lot of financial stress, like that margin call, and it was almost... It was just really bad today, and I'm trying to find the right lawyer and dealing with all this financial stress. And this morning, I don't know exactly what triggered. Like normally, it's a trigger, you know, like with Michael, like I had him sign the thing to protect the house, but this time it really came out of nowhere. Like I was offering him my car if he wanted to register it to not pay a rental car because he pays $800 a month for a rental car. So I was offering him that and he just like went berserk and like crazy. And I just don't understand. Like I'm not sure what triggered or why he's gone so crazy. So I'm just trying to stay calm and centered and understand this pattern. Like, do I file for divorce or do I try to, like, it would be so much easier if he wasn't so kind and loving normally, you know? It's like mm-hmm. he's so loving and kind and thoughtful and caring and gentle. It's just like something triggers and then he becomes like this monster who's like a different person. And I mean, is it to teach me that, like, I don't know, like, I'm just trying to stay calm, and it would be so much easier if he was like that all the time, because then it would just be easy to file for divorce. But I can't understand how he's normally just loving and kind and thoughtful, and will, like, I don't know. So I'm trying to keep everything else centered with dealing with really the finances.
So I want you to get quite centered right now. And I want you to kind of see this relationship that you're in, loving, mm-hmm. kind, gentle, sweet, and what you just described as a monster. And that is him. He is both of those things. And so your job as a wife is not to change him. Your job right now, from everything that we've talked to you about on calls, is this acceptable to me?
Mm-hmm.
And if that kind of makes your heart sink, that may tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes you feel like, yeah, it's really not that bad, that tells you something. But I can tell you the lesson that you're learning from my opinion. This is just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
When you're making decisions, you're doing those in that really high love, hopeful state. When you get a sign that feels like love, you're not only putting your heart there, you're putting your money there. And when someone is making a transition in growth, and you must be wanting growth because you keep moving towards it, it's not going to be the outer that will get you to make these choices, who to marry, where to invest, what to buy, here and that, when you need an attorney. That's going to come from an inner self. And you actually have it fairly well developed. You're not listening to it. And it's not lovey-dovey. It's a deep knowing. And that's the part you wanna get out and work with. It's like a deeper wisdom. It doesn't mean that you're not loved, and it doesn't mean that lovey-dovey isn't there, but there's a part of you that knows this better than you're letting on. And I'm saying that setting a path forward where, you know, maybe you get a good money manager who looks at where you're doing it, the choices you're making, at least calls you on stuff that makes not financial sense. At least that is like a block, a good block to slow you down, because I see you over and over again deciding, this feels like a love sign, I've got to go put my money here. This feels like a this sign, I need to do this. And they don't actually turn out that well for you. They don't seem to really forward you. They give you great experiences, but they don't help in accumulation. And I'm not saying you don't learn a bundle, because you will. But if you get wounded faster than you can get the wisdom out of it and move on, then you're just re-traumatizing yourself. And the re-traumatizing that you're doing is repeating a parental pattern where you're hoping for one kind of experience, but you're getting another. You have no choice to be dependent, but you're getting this difficult experience over and over and over again.
Okay. And I'm not making any other investments. Like, I did the stock, this polarity stock was like, could have been really good if the three times, you know, I there was opportunities to sell it, and I didn't. So that was probably thinking, like, not following the intuition. The home, you know, that's still, like, I could be happy there the rest of my life, and I envision it with the family and doing the nonprofit, and you know, like, I know it was a purchase, but like, I feel like that was a good investment.
Right.
Might not be the right person that I thought would be next to me.
Yeah, that could be it. I'm talking in general. I'm not talking about just the last few. But yeah, there's some signs I feel like you're missing. And I know I might be a little harsher than I normally am. I support what you do and your choices. But there's wisdom in all of this that you'll get.
What am I not? Like, is there anything? Because I really, I'm trying
what
to.
What love is? What
love
is, honey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have a bit of a new agey idea of love. Of course, I'm pretty new agey myself, but that unconditional love and how it really works in a practical way with you, you get seduced by it. You're chasing it. And so it's everything every little girl is taught to love and want in her life. And so that is ready to mature when you're ready for it. There's going to be more of a maturity. And if you do it right, there won't be any bitterness about it. There'll just be a loving, graceful maturity, which will be part of your choices and who you're with and all of this. And that part of you will not be wanting suffering. You won't avoid it, but you won't be seeking it. And some part of you seems to seek the suffering with that love. Again, that's part of a pattern,
so,
right?
Like a pattern, realizing.
Yeah, but isn't that true? I mean, most of those loving things, there's the other side of the coin is unacceptable to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so crazy to feel like normally I could see the triggers that were something, you know, like having him sign the papers, but this trigger was like I didn't see the trigger.
Right.
So it's very hard for me.
This is walking on eggshells. This is walking on eggshells. If you have to be looking for triggers in someone who you are newly wed to, I mean, that's a walking on eggshell kind of scenario.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's a tough way to live, and that's a child of an alcoholic behavior.
And that's what I really want to, like, I'm kind of trying to disconnect myself from everything and just reconnect to God and that love and love inside. And like,
so,
I'm trying to disconnect.
That love is just a bit different than how you see it. So I want you to just take a breath. Let's fill this up.
So God's love, you mean, or my love?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, both ways. Both are good. Just let that be there. You need space for your own decisions and appreciating everything you've done, you know, and the hard stuff. And, you know, even when we make crazy choices that turn out in all these funny ways, there's so much we learn. And the nuttier it is, the more we have to learn. So, and eventually we laugh about it. But that's the that's what we want to do before we over-traumatize over and over again. We want to get to the good stuff, the insight, the wisdom, the deeper like appreciation of ourselves and our big, you know, world life experience. Okay. I'm just going to work on your heart a little bit. You got some nice light showing up for you. It's working around you and in your throat. So you might, you might need to cry, let that happen. Mm-hmm. And then just one foot in front of the other. And if you love that house, you just keep loving that house.
This sounds funny, but I'm scared to go there because then I won't. Like, I right now I can't even afford insurance and to furnish it and everything. And so I'm feeling like if I don't know. Like I'm feeling, and then there's another thing that there's these two lawyers that I found, and one is a man, and he sounded like really aggressive, and he's like, "I'll stand up for you," and you know, like there's that tugging that feels like, oh, he can be strong and fight this case. Mm-hmm. And then there's a woman who's very smart and nice, but I feel like, is she tough enough? And she might have more experience or more thing, but I'm like, I feel tugging from that, from the male attorney, but yet maybe that's an unhealthy, like, you know, like I feel
right.
like I'm not making the right choice, and I'm kind of stuck between these too, and this is a huge decision. I just need to move forward. And in the same way that like I could file a restraining order and just be done with all of this drama, yet I miss that nice loving part that I've never seen in anyone else. Like this really loving thing that I know, like it's
that is also in you. The reason you see that is because you also own it. But you don't know it in you.
So I'm projecting that in him, sort of.
That's always the way it is. That's all we're doing. We're in this giant projection. we're in these movies we make. I feel a little better about the female, but if you want my true opinion, send me an email or have a session. Let's go through it.
Okay.
Because, and I'll say this, 90% of the dramas you call me about are from men.
Yeah. But my mother and aunt are not. Nice people.
Yeah.
That's true. Can you and like not like just to get clear again? Like this is so confusing.
Yeah.
Michael.
I'm just holding you, sweetie.
Okay.
I got the bear energy. And I'll make time for you this week if you want to talk. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I'll do some more work on you tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, bye-bye. already. Okay, I think I'm here and there. And then did we do 561? I think we must have done everybody. Oh, let's try this. 821. I'm going along because I want to catch everyone. 821? Hi, who's this?
Yeah. Hi, Sherry. It's Atanas.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Actually, I don't have anything per se about the dog. And, I mean, debt with money.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more about energetic depth, and in my case it's like falling back into the old patterns, and I'm getting angry and frustrated with some people and behavior that are really not in alignment with what is supposed to be humanity, and you know, like correct behavior, honoring, mm-hmm. and peaceful. So I would like a little help with that, to move a little bit energy in my field, because these days I'm really frustrated and like overwhelmed.
Is this one person?
Yeah. Yeah, it's only one person.
Well, I'm disentangling.
Mm-hmm.
Some energy, some expectation.
Yeah, I did the loop several times, but it's still, yeah, I'm still getting some emails, and I'm getting more and more frustrated with the behavior. It's like all demands and no responsibility or not taking any action. No.
Is this your girlfriend?
Oh,
who
no.
Is this?
No.
Someone at work?
Yeah, it's my ex-boss.
Mm. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. And I've been polite with him, really mm-hmm. polite. And putting the things nicely, slow, and just be helpful explaining, you know. But just keep putting demands and not doing any job. So I don't think this is honoring my ex-work with him.
Are you wanting just to walk away?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
I would like just to send him, you know, and say, you know what? F all of that.
No,
do
don't do that.
You want.
Don't do that. I'll be your mom. Don't do that. Okay, let's strengthen you for a release. Emotional... emotional.
Thanks.
The soul contract. Yeah, this is working out the dad stuff. This is the dad that didn't show up, didn't do what you expected him to do, what you wanted him to do. And no matter what you did, there was no way to please. It's like a total block.
Yeah.
So so now we're into, in order to really, he's
yeah,
just showing you where the weakness is.
Yeah, I couldn't understand him, why he's doing what he's doing and why he's not helpful, why he's not taking responsibilities and things
right.
like that. Everything
because you
nice.
Don't know how, you don't know how to accept from a father figure and receive from a father figure. You know, you don't know how to receive and he doesn't know how to give. He's just completely locked into that pattern. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to work on that. I'll just go to where that pattern is in you. And I'm going to work on it energetically, but you're going to have to do it emotionally. So that means loving all that
sure.
aspect of you that didn't know how.
Sure.
And then was really
yeah.
mad and in rage in some place that you haven't reached yet, that your father wasn't there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's breathe through that.
For me, it feels like a huge mountain. I can just jump over it, you know. Like
that's right.
It's
because it's
right
more
there.
Than this. Yeah, it's because it's more
mm-hmm.
than this. It's not just him. But you don't want it to re. You can you can send the FU letter, but then you'll recreate it so because of something
right.
deep within. So you want to continue to go to that
yeah.
that boy and love that boy that's involved. So let's love that boy. Mm. Every single day you should be loving that boy that was waiting for him or that wished he was there
yeah.
or whatever, everything you felt on that. And all the progress you make mm-hmm. on that will help the rest of your life. But I'll keep holding you in that. And
mm-hmm.
I will keep I'll release
yeah,
some of these layers
so
this is easier.
I'll
yeah.
try to do it every day, more and more.
Yeah, thanks. Because I can't feel that. I can help. I can take you to it. But I can't feel it for you in a way that actually
mm-hmm.
progresses you. I could release you
exactly.
from it. But, you know, for that to really be where you're going, you need to feel that and complete
yeah.
it and walk through it. So the numbness, the disappointment, I'm just
mm-hmm.
working through some layers here. The shock and the
it
abandonment.
Goes to my legs, the numbness, yeah.
Yeah.
I can feel
yeah.
it in my legs mostly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole group is working on leg stuff, it seems. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that's great.
Yeah,
right,
I resonated
thank you, everyone.
With many people actually on the call. Kate also
oh.
and the previous caller. Yeah,
oh, good.
Yeah, I hope everything works for everyone. Yeah.
You know, we're moving into this deep space, and then we're just going to move. It's just going to continue to get better.
Yeah,
the whole
like
energy
it, yeah.
of the month.
Deeper.
Yeah, the whole. Yeah, everyone's kind of getting there. Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you today. Keep letting me know
thank
how you're
you,
doing.
Sherry. Awesome.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone, just go ahead and take a deep breath. So anything that you heard on the call that triggered something in you or reminded something of you, just go ahead and just breathe that out of your field, your tree. I'm going to have everyone be held with the Great Mother Bear, that golden honey energy around you. Holding you, restoring you, securing you. Assisting with decisions you're going to make. We're moving into a point in time where any past that we're dead to, we will be very dead to it and we'll just be moving forward. We got cycles within cycles within cycles that are ending. And you'll know where the juice is. And you'll know what part of yourself you need to pull out and heal and where the forward motion is. That's going to be so much more obvious soon. Okay, we're still loving this part. So when we work with the Great Bear energy, it also connects with other people. You know, but I want your attention just on the loving support of the bear. Let her take care of everything else. Thank you all very much for coming tonight. And my email is going to be open right through the program. Feel free to send it. If you're sponsoring someone on the 21 days, you're more than welcome to send for them too. I'm going to turn on the interactive and we'll all say good morning or good night, depending what time zone we're in. Aloha, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night, Sherry and everyone.
Thank you. Much love.
Much love.
I'll send you an email.
Thank you.
Sherry,
I'll
send you an email
because
I thought we would talk tonight.
Okay, please do. Yes. Yeah. You know what? I tried to open you up. Send me the email. I read your last one. Thank you.
Okay. I have an important thing tomorrow, so if you could respond to it, it would be great.
Yeah. I'll reply tonight.
Thank you, sweetheart.